That is a group of youth doing the best they can to repair the most badly damaged parts of the Juba-Bor Road. Anyone who has traveled in a vehicle down this road does not need an explanation to understand just how bad the condition of this road is. Potholed and muddy it is all, but impassable by ordinary vehicles. In response to the lack of any government efforts to repair the road, dozens of youth have taken initiative to repair the road. Armed with hoes and machetes, youth who reside along the road are volunteering to repair the most damaged parts of the highway, cutting branches from the nearby trees and placing logs on the potholes and heaping soil into the potholes and a small stream following through it to enable cars pass through. Passengers and drivers willingly pay these youth some money as a tribute for their initiative. Paraj Kwal is a traveler on this road.
I appreciate the youth which I got on the way. You know, they are trying to help the, you know, the passengers and also the people of Jonglei State, you know, to make easy transport. So I appreciate them. The road is too bad. We have been on the way now for 6 hours.
As our bus struggles through the bad roads, some passengers comment that they now understand why traders in Bor say they have had to boost prices on their goods. Given the condition of the road, the cost of transporting goods along the Juba-Bor Road has gone up. Many trucks are stuck or broken down along the way from Mangala to Pariag as they navigate through the almost massive potholes. John Maburideo, another traveler on the road, thinks that the condition of this road will get even worse in a month's time.
I start my journey at around 10:30 a.m., but I've just reached Mangala now at around 5. So the road is very bad, and it is even becoming worse. So I don't know what the government should do about, and by the end of this month, it means the road will cut off. There will be no movement going if there is no improvement. Since I left Bor, I found a lot of vehicles stuck on the road. And even now, I'm still seeing some vehicles in Mangala here.
Like other travelers, Mabur says though he appreciates the effort of the youth to repair parts of the road, the government needs to tarmac the whole Juba-Bor Road.
The Ministry of Road and Bridge have to start in Jonglei State, actually, where the road is very far. And I don't know whether it will work, but I can comment so.
In the meantime, mud potholes and seasonal stream remain a dominant feature on this road, and the good youth who reside along the road are doing their best to step in where the government fails to and repair the most damaged section of it. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer on Juba-Bor Road.